Up Among the Roadside Gods. We had come out of Tokyo, Tadashi and I, come out of the chaos of bodies and things, come out by the bullet train, providing 100-mile-an-hour passage through rice fields hard by small industries, and then up through mountain valleys. We had left a city of rooftop birds, pigeons, crows, sparrows, and we hoped to see a different life in these mountains, among the greatest in Japan, the ones even the Japanese call the Alps. Here was the Hida Range. Now, instead of dingy city birds, in Nagano Prefecture of central Japan, we saw turtle doves with feathers tipped gold like scales of the carp, and swallows dipping low and skylarks singing from their hovers. "I know birds," Tadashi said. "There's big ones and small ones." A city fellow all the way, after serving 16 years in the National Self-Defense Forces, he took up work in Tokyo as a translator. Although raised in Fukuoka, he was born in 1942 in Nagasaki because his mother, following custom, returned to her natal city for his birth. Because of that, as well as to escape air raids near Fukuoka, she and Tadashi returned again to Nagasaki in August of 1945 for the birth of his brother. He does not remember the explosion, but he remembers his anger when a few years later, classmates began dying from radiation-induced leukemia. He has worked to put the bitter memory behind him. As a survivor of the nuclear fire, Tadashi receives free lifetime medical care, and he reports twice annually for a physical examination. Perhaps because one of the high hills of Nagasaki stood between him and the epicenter, his health is good. As for me, born in 1939, I too grew up on the war. The tales of my childhood were more often stories from the front than from the Brothers Grimm or Mother Goose. A disabled Marine told me that the Japanese had green blood, and that's why they craved red American blood. And one time I sneaked a look at snapshots of POW camp atrocities worked on Chinese women. For a while thereafter, I did not doubt that blood came in different colors that matched hearts. We left the bullet train on which we got to know each other.